Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 55. The Finding Clarity podcast is a podcast ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church, where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. So each week, we do this podcast in order to answer a question that folks commonly wrestle with, and they want to know an answer for, or it's a question that they have been presented with, and they don't really know how to respond to it. So this week, we're going to hit a question that really is asked by two different groups of people. We're going to talk about those two groups of people here in a moment, but you might be saying, okay, George, what is this question that they're asking about? Well, it has to do with baptism, and in particular, believers' baptism. And the question is should I be rebaptized? Should I be rebaptized? So what we're going to do today is we're going to try to answer this question for both groups. But before we identify who the groups are, we really need to kind of address what the issue of believers' baptism is. What is believers' baptism? Well, believers' baptism is basically the Christian baptism where someone has committed their life to follow Jesus Christ. They have experienced salvation, and in obedience to Christ's command, they are baptized by immersion in water, signifying the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and that they, because of salvation, have died to their old self, and they have been raised to walk in newness of life. And this occurs when somebody has made that decision to follow Jesus Christ. And it's based upon the command that we find in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, where Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So that's what believers' baptism is. Now, the question is, first of all, who are these groups? Why are they asking the question? And how do you respond to it? So let's kind of identify who the groups are. First of all, one group of people who want to consider the option of being rebaptized are those who maybe have been baptized before with believers' baptism, but they've kind of, in their life, drifted away from Jesus Christ. They have maybe committed sins. They have what is known as backslidden. They have been backslidden, turned away from Christ, but now they've recommitted their life to Jesus. They've decided to once again follow him and wholeheartedly. And so they feel like maybe they should be rebaptized, signifying that they have now recommitted their life to Jesus Christ. That's the first group. The second group are those believers who were baptized as infants in a mainline church, particularly maybe in a Methodist church, maybe a Catholic church, maybe even a Presbyterian church, a Lutheran church, an Episcopal church. And they're wondering, you know, why do I need to be rebaptized? Because now they're going to what is known as a free church or a Bible-believing church, and the requirement is for them to be baptized by immersion, believers' baptism, in order for them to be a member in that congregation. Or they're kind of maybe heard something that maybe they feel like they need to, but they're not sure if they should. That's the second group. So what we're going to do the rest of our time here is to kind of address both groups of people who are asking this question. So let's talk about the first group who wants to be rebaptized because they've recommitted their lives to Jesus and they want baptism to express that. So how do you address that? Well, first of all, I've had that issue happen several times as a pastor. So here's what you need to understand.